Yeah, welcome back, man. Conversations with our ancestors. We dive deep. Some meditation. Got my grandma in there. This is 369 Mindset. Spirit of Sarah Hall. Mindset Detox TV. President, CEO. Really tuned into great moments. Hope y'all enjoy. Got some special guest, Dina David. President and founder of People of a Prophet. Some photos by Dina David. Definitely enjoy. Stay blessed and favored. Tell us what you think. Email us at mindset. No, that's my old email. I am Elijah Morgano at gmail.com. Stay blessed and highly favored.
This is a poem that my mother used to say when I was a little girl. God the creative from chaos and night. He spoke one word and made everything all right. And he did it all for others. Yes, the voice that says, come unto us, also says, come and teach of us, of how he died upon the cross to save you, me, and the others. Yes, Christ is coming. He's at hand. He's coming to save this faithful band. So let us reach out our helping hand to save you, me, and the others. Thank you, Mommy. Peace.
Conversations with the ancestors. What up, ancestor? Marina?
Teddy, Renee, Maria. Yo, Gautama Buddha, Osho, Christ Consciousness, Maya, Martin. What up, Harriet? Tooth Man, Chadwick, Boston, Prince, XXXTentacion. So I like to channel those that are in my frequency. So I don't have to move too far away from being me. But when I got other motherfuckers in different frequencies, I'd be like, root lock. And then a release of Listen, I've been moving ahead of my life. But every time I close my eyes, I look into the future or the past. I'm just consciously ahead of my ass. I'm just a head to tails, a perfect male or perfect well. Like Jake the Juice, I just entered the beast of the increase. So I just gotta speak more. Cause I wanna give my people vision, but who's my people? In the human spectrum. So as we talk to the ancestors, we're grateful for you listening. What up, Nipsey? Pot, this West Coast shit has been lit, bro. Shit. I just tell y'all, man, y'all never let a nigga down, because we talked about what we wanted to talk about in the last time we spoke on conversations with the ancestors when I was with my grandmother in Henderson, Nevada, in Vegas. It was dope. Yo, I walked 3.7 miles to the dispensary at least three times. But I could have caught the bus, right? I was like, nope, all my money got to go towards. I'm not catching the bus. It's pandemic. I don't know what the fuck the bus has got. I'm going to walk. Mind you, my aunt had five cars sitting in her driveway, or three of them at any given time. But do you hear that whine and that sound? So on my way back, I was inspired by the ancestors and looking at the mountains. It was like, yo, just talk to us. Whenever you feel like dropping into a dumb vibration and thinking about shit that you don't care about, just talk to us. So I just understand that it could get kind of scary, but I just open my eyes. I say Trinity to Terry. I know my baby is calling. I understand that our baby is calling. It's okay. Now my baby is calling for me. But I send the love and light to you anyway. Meet me in the 5D. Akashic Records, that's where I be. So I really like to close my eyes, see. But I gotta come out to the marketplace and play this game of illusions. What many people are trying to cause confusion so they can pull the vibe from my inside. I'm like, nah. Fuck that. With the pH, with the balance, you not getting my snack. I just punch back. And then I show them my demons, and then I really get to see them act like Jamie Foxx or Willie Beeman throwing up on the field. Oh my God, that's a penalty. Yellow light, yeah, sacral chakra's enemy. I got three brains, and she loved to give me knowledge. Tapping on my brains, man, I swear she went to college. Drake Day. You know why they call me Drake and Cole? Because I got a vibe. I'm 37 years old. I'm on my own high vibe. I give myself a high five. I know I built out the products and shit. But now I got to fill the shit. Man, I got to fill the shit. There's more ships to be built, man. Because the flood is coming. The flood is coming. The flood of information, knowledge, wisdom, understanding is going to over-circuit your loading minds, your bodies. People be going out of the crazy. That's going to be the Tower of Babel. But this is just the beginning, because of people like you and me. We in the middle of the shift, holding space for our ancestors, bringing unity in the community. I already see Black Panther shit. Yo, that's what motherfucking Trap Leo said. We on our Black Panther shit, gang gang. You need a Trap Leo in the fucking gang gang. Fuck you mean a Mongolian warrior on our team? can't make this shit up. But we documenting the stories. Pakistan the demon. Should get me kind of horny. Happy ending someday. But this is not the only horny of the physical. Talking mentally stimulated. She understand the general. I'm spiritual. I'm more than true. She see my hue. All the colors of the rainbow. Binary. She love my masculine and feminine energy. I love it. That because she see the real me. Part scared, but it's okay. She still want to feel me. She still want to film me like she was a student, Spike Lee. School days. Wake up. Lawrence Fishburne, Morpheus, movies. I'm telling you, I'm kind of groovy. Jimi Hendrix, James Brown. I was talking to Sarge or Sarge today. I'm like, yo, I just listened to Sly Stone and the Family. I just got a knack for the hearing the sounds is moving and so the sound beep, 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 beep. You don't hear the song, but beep, 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 it be moving. I can understand I be grooving, but this is why. This is why y'all are great, James. This is why you was great, XX Tentacy. Yo, you was great, my nigga. You know who XX Tentacy on? I gotta let you hear his song. Ooh. Where's that remote? I be mashing up now. Rainbow Hue, don't get it confused. Dr. Huey P, I speak law, cosmic law. Most people speak that shit that you go to school for a couple years. They tell you that shit because they just tricked up the game with this contract, this rhetoric, that. But Postmasters, Quantum Grammar, look that shit up. Quantum Grammar, how you break their spells. 432 hertz is what XX Tentacion was talking about doing. He talked about anxiety and depression when I was going through my mental health breakdown. He was somebody that definitely was there. Like, he came and visited me in my shower, me and Brianna. We were at, she was dating or pulling other niggas' attention and energy. We just had the baby, and there was a lot of uncertainty. So it was like, this nigga came and visited me in the shower, I know who the fuck he was. But he had got killed. He got shot and robbed. But I don't think it was just a robbery. It's the same thing with Nipsey, because he was talking, he had too much influence. But he was also manifesting his own reality. Like, he feel it. People can feel when death is around the corner when you tap into another frequency. And I picked that up just off of watching and listening to a couple of his songs after he visited me in the shower. But I would have never heard about XX since, you know, if I wasn't dating Brianna. Like, he was on my wavelength. It was her music. She's 13 years younger than me. But we're gonna hit you up, homie. This is how you channel real ancestors. Once you, God did amazing. We did amazing for channeling your mom. You know, like, and paying homage. Yeah.
everything you feel, all my children, moms feel, all of got it, all of them got it, still got it, even more. Right now, at the store, I feel a bore, the line coming out my chest, oh my God. I'm sorry, no, yeah, sorry, no, yeah. This is that shit, man. Understand the gift, man. Get in the curse, man. I know my worth, man. Get up in the hearse, man. This is my gift. I'm giving you my birth, man. Give you my church and my seed, my DNA. Attention, oh my God. Give you what you need. No replacement. It's okay. Then do a prophecy. My Mac Daddy shit. I was pimping wrong. I was using my magic on them. I got the magic, me. Shit just changed me. Karma real. I understand the drama feel. That's why you see my eyes. Pay attention. Not to mention you hear my words. This shit profound. Damn. I can't make this shit up. Vibration. Vibration. Everything is energy. And you're an energy with me, homie. You never be gone. Aside this energy. Thank you. Yeah, shout out to XXXTentacion. Yeah. And that shit, when he came and visited me, right? This was
Get the lunch you really want. It's a local lunch bar.
So 2018, thank you. So 2018, and it was just 1222. White noise. They always say white noise is the ancestors. You said you wanted to hear when I talked to your mom. That shit triggered the fuck out of me. No one ever asked me that. Like, even, I would tell Terry that certain things I say and do is because it was her father, like, speaking through me. And she never asked me, "You talking to my dad lately?" So, because I was never asked that, it opened up something it opened up something pretty dope. And thank you. Like I said, I hope you could feel the genuineness of, like, this inspiration, this conversation with the ancestors matters. You know, those flowers are for you, for the ancestors too. Yo, you bring a different hue out of niggas, man. Not just me. Don't get confused or selfish, my G. It's not just your glow. It's Hugo Boss. That word keeps coming up a lot. Boss babe. Can I get a Bay Area boss babe? On the cross babe. That's the Christ consciousness. That's where her heart lay. In the crossroad between up and down. Heart made of gold. Saint your name. People be like, you got a Kendrick Lamar sound because that's a poet rapping to a beat. I can catch the streets because I got the fucking heat. Like number three, Miami D-Wade. Got a daughter, son, that's binary. Damn, shit could get kind of scary. A melanated community. Don't know about unity. U-N-I-T-Y. U-N-I-T-Y. I just feel the vibe, so I want to get high, people. Love when I go into this kind of flow. Cause I make their body feel like yo-yo. Yo-yo. Froyo. On a Sunday, melting hot. Oh my God, chicks cook me up like the crack in the pot. Crack epidemic. I was born in the 80s, baby. I understand I sound kind of crazy, lady. Because my mama was addicted to crack. My dad sold the crack. I understand the crack facts. The crackonomics, Reaganomics, trickle it down the fat. If you don't kill all the sons, we come back strong. Tribe of Judah. You hear the sound, it wants to come through you. I don't be sitting on the floor because I got the obstacles to overcome the you know what. Every time I speak, I seek the opportunity to be in a place of reality inside my mind. Check. Listen, I said I'm multidimensional being, spiritual life stream. People hear my words, but they stay singing, stay ringing, stay dancing. Don't understand that I put them in the trance, casting spells on me, myself, and I. How do I fly? Wing snip, drive by. My nigga told me don't stop at a red light. Cause an open niggas might run up on you. What the fuck? That's the only thing that you could wish me luck? That's some bullshit, my nigga. You just spitting all the facts of the fiction from the other programs and not the mission. You ain't my friend to me. You a fucking enemy that wanna be a friend to me, but you don't understand that you, we beat for the shit that we in. But niggas like Trap Leo, he understands how to win. He's a soldier in the streets. I only had to speak to once about the angel in the sheep, demons in the head, and he opened up. I was like, this my nigga for life. I fuck with you, my G. Pop up everywhere, I just think about it. Pop up everywhere, he just bring it out. He like, yo, I'm about to have a baby. I'm like, congratulations. Man, so about to have a baby too. Why you think I'm sitting up inside the cuckoo? First the baby marriage or the horse and the carriage. I'm just trying to bring the motherfucking average or above average back to this place. Cause every space that we give, every place that we give, but it's not about me or we give it, cause I gotta calibrate and see that we living on the higher plane. Everybody thinking in the brain when they take a hold their own world. Listen, this is insane, the shit that we just discussed, and this is that we didn't even start to do it. We just playing around and chop the screw and they just hearing my sound and seeing your view, your eyes, my mouth, my throat is soaked and scope and invoke. I need you to speak your truth. Why? Why I touch your throat, B? Cause your mama told me that you were so dopey. Like Kobe, Bryant, what the 4-3? Oh, that's not a 7. Damn, Kobe wore the 2-5 or the 2-4, the 6, what more? Damn, I keep talking 7 cause that's a heavenly number. So, vibe a little high, speak the heavenly sounds. So, you know, I'm not telling a lie. But I do a drive-by. Ooh, that was dope. I like that beat, though. So listen, this is only 17 minutes into the conversation with our ancestors. Like, this is all I really like to do, right? When I'm interviewing people, right? When I'm interviewing people, I feel they're uneasy or they're easy energy. Or when I'm getting interviewed, I can feel that. So it's just like, one thing that I learned from a dope partner reflection, divine conscious reflection, that's all I really care to have, is that improv is everything. You can always improv everything. Yeah, always. There's not another time where people can tell you to shut the fuck up.
What holds people back from improv? A lot of people struggle to go live.
You said what holds them back?
Yeah. Why don't people do that enough?
There ain't a fucking way. Like, bro. Like, how do you get out of your way? Like, all the insecurities, the programs. If you've been listening to me rap and freestyle, I told you my mom was addicted to drugs. She still is. Grew up in magic. My dad sold the drugs. Yo, what is this? We got a little doggy. Yeah, this is doggy. What's up, doggy? Came to visit and shit. You see him over there in the cut? So most people don't jump on and go live and do what I just did. Like, this is improv. Because they feel the attention. So in 2018, I told you XXXTentacion visited me. It was in the cut. He went back out. He was definitely in the back cut. White Doggy came out. But then in 2019, after I checked myself into a mental institution and got out and really like going in with mental health, I wanted to be able to deliver like how to talk about mental health, like. Or how to talk about uncomfortable topics, like mental health and what's going on. So it's like one of the first laws of the universe, I talk about cosmic laws, is
law of vibration. You have to vibrate at that which you seek to attract and to be. That's why when you hear sounds and people say words that ain't in their frequency, it's like, So, getting your vibration to a place where it's confident, it's tuned in, that's alignment, it's being the assignment. It takes a lot of, not a lot, but it takes discipline and rituals. Waking up in the morning, rising, speaking tones, llama, 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 no more drama, drama, drama. Statements, the affirmations, the truth, praying, prayer being a powerful thing. So actively having accountability or individuals you can soundboard off of that's going to build up your frequency or your bandwidth, that's going to give you bandwidth. It allows, that's what I did. That I got over 400 Facebook Live videos. I have hundreds of YouTubes. I have over 8,000 Instagram posts, tons of tweets, right? 11,000 people on LinkedIn. Some dope ads. I created a vibration and frequency that by just speaking my sound. And every day, my brother had told me, he was like, I used to say, when I answer the phone, I'm like, I'm blessed and highly favored. When people ask me how I'm doing. And then it was like, they would normally respond, like, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored too. But you hear how they had to bounce back? Like, if I said that to you, be like, yo, I'm like, you ask me how am I doing? I'm like, blessed and highly favored. And I'll be like, how you doing? Yeah, like, yo. Yeah, like you gotta catch that and big it up. So, like, learning that my brother, he heard the sound. It was like it sound like he was pushing it out. And then it eventually became a part of who I am and what I be. So, when you talk about these conversations with yourself, you gotta get out your way because your ancestors, they're worrying not. They have the best stuff for you. And when you like align, you do those rituals, you can release. Like, this is a release. When I freestyle and free flow, here go the doggy. What up, doggy? He's like, you wanted to see me? Animals be visiting, I be wishing, this is how I free flow, I do the give and go, yeah, the give and go from my voice to your voice, this is how we choice, or the viewer's choice awards, how do you wake and pray and get out of your way, you gotta wake up, have a ritual today, listen, I am enough, I am great, I elevate the mind of my grit, everything that I do is a gift, I just gift it, I just get listed every time that I spit, I'm my own hit list, top 10 of me or top 10 of we, that's the me flipped upside down to the infinite I sound, oh my God, so the we and my ancestors, they like more fire, water, and the earth and the air, ooh. Stop and stare, remove your hair like Nair. Oh my God, I care. No, I don't. Your leg and underarm hair can grow that shit out as long as you want. I love that shit, actually. It gives you more electricity, more energy, more frequency flowing through you. Oh my God, dignity. That's my camera. Man, woman, non-binary, she said. No, I'm a woman, bitch. I'm a woman. Oh, yeah, yeah. Divine feminine energy with yang dripping sauce. Oh, my God, niggas, it's love. But listen, back to the story about getting out your own way. You got to shoot your shot. Like, that's one of the things I always shot my shot. I go to the club. Oh, what y'all doing? Hey, but I run into some shit, right? Regardless of running into some shit, rejection, you got to shoot your shot. Your business, your mission, your purpose, your dream, like you got to shoot your shot. So I realized and I did the algorithm that my mom told me. She was like, yo, A closed mouth always starves. You know, like you can say, closed mouth don't get fed. She's like, no, closed mouth always starves. So I ask for whatever the fuck I want. Oh, because I ain't starving. My mom definitely showed us how to survive and thrive. Like, I sit back and most of the times you see my Facebook Live videos on the Spirit of Sarah Hall Art Mindset channel, like the Facebook channel. I'm learning to forgive. I'm actually forgiving her every day. I'm forgiving myself for the things that I've done against her and any of our ancestors. I love you, Mom. I love you, Grandma. I love you, Grandpa. Yeah, I remember the first time you showed up to me, bro. Yeah, you can't get out, homie. You stuck in the sauce. Okay, you don't know how to get out of the sauce. He got in here, right? But my first time channeling my grandpa, channeling you, Grandpa, I was dope. Auntie Renee told me to forgive you so that I can channel you. So
we're making the new Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich. People asked how I felt about burger places selling fried chicken.
How do you feel about burger places selling fried chicken?
Fried chicken is none of theirs. Get the new Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich for just $3.99.
$3.99. Those are all my numbers. I want you to know this is funny. Yeah, are you good?
See the squirrel?
Yeah, yeah. You heard the squirrel talking to him?
Yeah, they're all out. If they're all doing the thing.
Yeah, it's like it's in.
Somebody else is out. No, who's that squirrel?
Yeah. Yeah, the squirrel gang gang. You can hear the squirrel. That's awesome. You know, like their sounds are a different frequency. Like I tried to record it on my phone and I heard it, but the phone didn't record it. That nigga's barking like a dog.
Yeah. Hi.
What up, homie? Why you barking like a dog?
Right at us. He totally stared at us. Are they?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to tell now. And doggy left? But yeah, it was channel session. You want to finish the joint? What are you doing over there with the book? I'm nosy.
Oh, I'm reading.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, this amazing person that asked the question on his podcast and the conversations with my ancestors, she brings her ancestors here all the way from Canada. the dope eyes that have been capturing our most recent... Yo, I got a lighter, bro. You gotta to go hard. There you go. It's worth it. So resilient. Shout out to you, Dina D. Dina David. What up?
Hello, everyone. Oh, my God. I was so not ready for this. But you know what? Hello. Grand evening.
You was ready. You asked me a question. Like, how you going to say you're not ready?
I chose what I was.
I know. Yeah. Ooh. Did you like that?
That was improv talk.
Yes, it was. Because I
you gotta show up. Show up. Be the person in the arena.
Exactly. Well, are you here or are you not here? Because it's all of them are paying attention to us. They're all paying attention. So like I to get back to the story, my mom had this me and her just made up after a 2-year bout in the spiritual world. 2-year bout in the spiritual world, we made up, and she wanted to see my guests. I would love to smoke the weed. You're gonna light them both? She's like, dude, Cali, baby, 420 friendly. But my mom, me and her just made up, and she wanted to see the children. I know my mom takes energy from children, from everybody. She takes energy from everybody. That's her goal. She's going to give me some of this energy, and then I may give it back to you. So I was real hesitant to bring her back around after becoming aware. But I did around Christmas time, and it was pretty dope. And in that, as y'all know, she had one of her episodes where she wanted all the empathy and the sympathy, and she wanted to make my children sad so that they could feel bad for her. And I was like, nah, that's not happening tonight. Just, nah. And look, I had just broke my ankle. I just broke my ankle. And the thing about when someone's wounded, like, you start seeing the most attacks once the wound comes because they feel it. Art of War type shit. But I saw my mom, and it was a perfect opportunity to be like, nah. And I brought my grandfather in. And it's my first time seeing, like, fear in my mom's eyes. But it was able to give her an opportunity to forgive him and for her to know that he forgives her. Also for her to know that I ain't playing with my children no more. I see you, Mom. Oh, the posse, I know. So, got to hug her as my grandpa. He did his thing. Good job. My mom went to sleep, charged back up, understood what she did. It was pretty dope. Are you dope? You done? This was one of the first songs that I really started, like, free-flowing off of. Yeah. I would free-flow for this every morning. So listen. I'm grateful. I said, I'm grateful now. I'm so grateful now. I'm so grateful, not hateful now. I'm so grateful. You got to carry attitude of gratitude. You can't be a rude fool and then you lose what you have because you worry about what you lost. Damn, I paid the cost. But now I'm found. I understand the sounds. They move around. People like Londrell, Amasiago, Drake, Kendrick. Oh my God, Cole, we on the rise now. Huh, J Electronica, Wahova, frequency move over. They are feeling my vibe. 2020 pandemic put everyone on the chill box. Oh my God, but my locks grew stronger and my voice box got longer. The reach can touch you, the preach. Are you practicing what you preaching? How often are you living all those teachings? I be preaching, teaching, moving, living in the shower. Ooh, I am the man of the hour. Groove. FKJ and Messi, I go to you. Ooh, I be moving so cool. I feel when everyone is on the loose. He in this bag. Understand that's why I lose myself in my thoughts, and then I really get lost in everything around me because I feel all of it. Conversations, I tried to play the saxophone, but I sound kind of distorted. I got to slow down and focus. The energy's moving around like locusts. yes, the seven plagues are coming, da-dow, how they coming, da-dow. Said the manifestation is around down the corner. What do you want? What do you need? Got 10 more minutes. 10 minutes. 10 more minutes. Yeah. So, this machine that he's using, right? I manifested the opportunity to record with that machine like 2 weeks after seeing it. That the loop and shit. The green in my, I manifest that shit. one of my homies, actually Alex, Intrinsic Yoga, he's my bandmate, and one of his people that he record with, he plays the bass, he had that. So, Grateful Not Hateful, that was my first recording with the band in the studio, and we had manifested that opportunity. Yeah, just hit the button. Yeah, he's such an inspiration as well. Him, I didn't shout out to my Bay Area inspiration that I didn't even know was from the Bay, but knew it was from the Bay. Rex Life Raj, what up, my G? Yeah. So, this has been a divine download. I thank y'all for allowing me to, I thank you, D, and the ancestors that we have. I appreciate y'all for never letting me down. Always being there. Reminders. This card. Why'd you keep this card out, by the way? Be the hunter, not the hunted. No more snackage without. Yeah, it's definitely been out. I saw it when it was out prior to your mom's birthday.
Yeah.
So, it's a message, a motto. It's on that number 8 infinity sign. I'm definitely on. When you pulled out the 7 earlier, the papers, I was like, yes, this is dope. She gets it. She definitely gets it. Being at this point where I get it, that's always the people that I've attracted, they've been right on time. I had to be clear, and we're grateful for the clarity you bring. Talking to all y'all out there, ancestors. So this, definitely check out the new podcast dropping. What is it? Normalizing Magic with a K. Dropping springtime of 2021. Y'all keep an ear for it. I've just downloaded or channeled for the past 38 minutes. You look up people like Cryon or Abraham Hicks, or they channel, and Bashar. I do it, but I do it so fucking effortlessly because I'm dope as fuck. But no, I practice intentionally, but I am dope as fuck. But I practice intentionally to get into frequencies and vibrations that allow us to hold space and 369 off of. So also check us 369 _ mindset and also Cash App 369, Cash App 369 mindset for all donations. And those that are looking to really go somewhere with podcasting, speaking, tapping into your ancestors, which is yourself. Definitely catch up with us. We're grateful for this now time, and we just want to speak about what we're manifesting, the healings that we have. We suggest that everyone put those healings into some creative format where you're intentionally transmuting the energy. Be responsible with your healing. Naisha asked me, she's my therapist. Shout out to you, Naisha. She asked me recently, but the question she asked so fucking deep. That's why y'all frequencies are understanding. We ask some dope deep questions too. Was when I detach from everything, what did I gain? idea of like, what do you mean a gain? I detached from everything, no team. And I thought about it, and I was like, I gained everything. Built a relationship with my ancestors. I'm out here watching the sunset right now. Like, I love my children. I'm sending them love and light. Like, I pray for them. And she told me to write a letter to them. I've started writing the letters. I got 7 children. And I thought I was just going to knock it out in one day. Like, bro, I so thought I was going to knock the letters out in one day. To be genuine and not just say some shit. Like, to be able, to be very thoughtful. Yeah, and I haven't even started on my daughters yet. So I'm still on my sons. I'm feeling led. I'm making it an experience. But I'm also going to document it within my normalcies of what I'm doing. I feel like I've been very stingy with our energy over the past few years. Even though people may seem that I'm very generous with it, but I've been very stingy. And gaining everything allows you to show, it's a dope responsibility that comes with that. But the other thing she asked me that really fucking sparked, she's like, what was the question? She's like, I see what you're doing, right? Like, what do you want to be remembered for? So this is before I started calling myself a prophet. Like, I already knew it, but I wasn't saying it out loud. It's before I launched the Church of Mindset. She was like, what are you gonna be remembered for? Like, my legacy. And she's like, how you get paid for leaving legacy? I'm like, I help people. Guy coaching the sessions, but mainly donations. So she's like, you're like a church. I'm like, I'm not a church, but like, I do church shit. I'm on some spiritual shit. Yeah, so it's your movement. So similar to what you said, she's like, who are the people that believe you enough to help you build that church? And I sat back. I'm like, it was like a lead up question that shit caught me off guard. Like, oh, because I'm very intelligent, so I feel like I got a lot of answers for people. But when you are not trying to be intelligent, you're not bringing from your headspace and just being in a silent space, you become more vulnerable to the presence energy, and you can flush out. And at that time, all I had was like Terry. And a couple people online that was all the way across the United States, like my West Coast people, that my grandma, she believed. So it's like, I had to build belief now. This was after my mental health and all of that. So she said, yeah, you got to launch a church. And then meeting Mahatma, I told her about the church, and I need to have people that believe in the Church of Mindset. And I think we launched it in May. We launched the Church of Mindset in May, and then since then we've been having, we've only missed like 3 Tuesdays. We had it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Different hours, giving people options. So in that, I've been attracting individuals. And it's so lit. Because all I had to do after having that conversation with Naisha and the Queens was like, yeah, I would like some Bay Area days that also align with their mission and my mission. Like, can y'all do that for me, ancestors? And they did. But I also had to be disciplined and be intentional, which I was. And I'm proud of myself because normally it's like I grabbed the first in the lowest hanging because it's awesomely comfortable and aligned.
but now I take time to breathe. I check in with y'all. Conversations with my ancestors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What is time? What is money? What is the mind? Yeah. What is yours? What is money? What is time, man? What is honey, man? Milk and honey's on a thousand hills that they say it. Understand my people sleeping down all these pills. Oh, who's my people? My people perish from lack of vision. You got a vision? Those my people too. I'm on another mission. It's like Jesus or Krishna and Buddha. I'm running the land. Understand, I got a fucking plan. I am all that I am. I am stepping through the 11-11 portal. Open up new illumination. I'm immortal. My spirit is here. My spirit is overcoming fear. Fear of what? Fear of death? Fear of the health or fear of success? I fear nothing because there's no fear in my chest. But I got breath. I'm full of life, love and light. Understand my people giving them sight with all the words and sounds in the silence. God damn, we overcoming all the violence. We must stop it within ourselves so the outside can change. And I understand that sounds insane in the membrane, but this is how you do it. You got to stop and breathe, getting calm. Let's heal ourselves, let's heal our communities. What the Crips stand for, community, the revolution, improvement. I understand the movement, what up, my Panthers going. Huey, 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 got the Newton. Like Jimmy Neutron, or oh my God. Nah, I'm just talking to Bobby Seale. I'm sending vibes to everyone that they can feel. I'm sending vibes to the Berkeley, vibes to the university, vibes to the merit. Understand the vibes, I understand, I understand. I am that I am. And I'm just part of time, but time is not linear, it's evolutionary. Damn, I am a superstar, so exclusionary. Most people look at me, they like, how did you attract this reality? I said, I stopped and breathed, then I start to see, then I part the grease, or I part the seas. Like Moses, I told you, I'm a prophet. My grandma knew it, she wouldn't let me understand. She chopped and screwed the sea. I profit so properly off of my prophecy. But before profit, nigga, I was pimping. See, like Pepsi, I do my thing, understand. Yeah, we are, I understand all the plans. Feel it in all your spine. Oh, yeah, it means we set the phone on fire. That shit was lit. Love and light, yo, this Oakland shit. Just pulled up in Merritt Lake. Much love and light. Elevate.